I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflations and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Imagine that the states were occupied by China. Imagine that defending Ben will put you in a lineup. Imagine that you got gunfire instead of fire. Imagine that they dumped you in a ditch with your daughter. Imagine that for this China's troops were all applauded. Imagine those surviving and your family had to watch it. Imagine they were labeled insurgents for trying to stop it. Imagine they received the same treatment and dealt the darkness. Imagine that the leaders of this country couldn't do shit. Imagine after all this.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
72,
officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats,
shirts,
and
shoe accessories,
only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
You're welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number 72. Today's guest was and is Tall Paul. You might know him. He's a Native American rapper. Good guy. I feel like I say that all the time. Every time I say it, I'm like, I just said that last week. But fuck it. Whatever. He's a good guy, so he came through. We talked about Chance the Rapper. And listening to Chance the Rapper's album, he has a song called Juice. And that song, in my mind, somehow reminded me of the movie Juice. And so I got it on Netflix. And I watched it again this week, and I remembered how awesome this movie is. If you've never seen the movie Juice, you need to see this. It's from 1992, Tupac, Omar Epps, young. I mean, they're young. This was probably Tupac's first movie. I know he was in, he had a cameo in some other movie, but it doesn't matter. This was like his major movie debut, and it is... Like, if you see this movie, you'll understand why Tupac was amazing. Not only as a rapper, well, there's nothing to do with him being a rapper, but him as an actor, is, man, just ridiculous. That's all I can really say about it. You gotta see this movie. But the movie itself, Samuel L. Jackson is in it because he's in every other movie anyways. But Queen Latifah's in it, small role, Tretch from Naughty by Nature. Has a bit role as a... I don't even know if he says anything. He's just in it. It's basically about these four black kids growing up in Harlem. And they get a gun. And shit goes down. Tupac goes crazy. And it's cool, man. It's a good movie. This movie itself really was... If anyone knows anything about my hip-hop career would know that I had a little stint as a DJ in MC Rentz's Definition of Dope band. I went out and tried it, but because of this movie, I wanted to be a DJ when I was a kid. I wanted to cut, scratch, you know, do all that, and it was because of this movie. I was like, I wanted turntables. Give me them turntables. And I finally got them. And either way, the Definition of Dope stint, it wasn't my best thing. You know, I definitely was not a performance DJ, you know. I shouldn't have been on stage doing that, but I did it. Fuck it. Can't take it back now. But regardless, let's get into this Tall Paul interview. And after you're done listening to this, go and rent the movie Juice on Netflix. Actually, I think it might be streaming on Netflix right now. Juice, just like it sounds, J-U-I-C-E, 1992, so it's not new, but it is good.
Perplexed, what's next? Head spinning, searching for the light at night, stomach upset. I seek
enlightenment and finer things like Corvettes. Still ain't found them, got some incompleted chores yet. Gifted by your presence, friends and spiritual effects. Breakneck, my diaphragm, chest ejects. Rexy Rex, fossils feel hostile mules. Litany tests only serve to mitigate disputes. Spit until I'm undisputed in the booth. Keep spitting so the rich can see deliverance of truth. Born with pure souls, I just hope to dig up roots. Bring it full circle like the hoop, I'm a noob. The boldest aspiration is to outgrow self. Excavate self.
All right, here we are, episode 72. Here with Tall Paul. And the name, you're tall. You're taller than I expected.
Yeah.
Some people consider me tall. I'm 6'1". What are you, like, 6'2"?
6'3" with shoes on. I think I'm like technically 6'2¾" or something like that.
Yep. If you want to get technical.
Yeah, if we want to get technical. Right, you know.
How you doing, though?
I'm doing good, man. Just found my way out here. I was like, man, where is this place? I've never been here.
Where the fuck is Woodbury,
man? It's like, okay, St. Paul, suburb area. Is it considered a suburb? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean.
Eastern suburb.
Okay.
That's probably the last. No, yeah, it is the last, you know, big city before Wisconsin. So we get, you know, people coming and going, right?
So do people drive through here for their liquor store runs on Sundays and whatnot?
Yeah.
Okay. I probably passed through Woodbury before then.
Right. Yeah, you'll get familiar. It's a big city, you know.
Yeah.
But I wanted to recap the last episode quick. I had Manifesto on last week.
Yeah,
And I know you know him. You've got you guys have done a couple shows together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got a track. I'll be there with Manny in Minnesota.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we talked about Rock Marciano.
Oh, okay.
You a rock fan?
I can't say I'm a big fan, but I mean I've listened to him a few times, and you know I think he's dope from what I've heard. You know.
Yeah. I doing a little research about him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was part of the Flip Mode Squad. You know, Busta Rhymes.
Oh, yeah?
Crew?
Yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of weird. If you're familiar with Rock Marciano, his flow was, like, very laid back, you know, not very in your face like Busta Rhymes is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
But, for you know, I wanted to adjust real quick. On Twitter, I was talking about I like to crack jokes, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a funny guy.
You gotta be, man.
Yeah. On Twitter, I last night I posted that you were going to be on the show, just kind of build up some hype, and I said we were going to talk about a Color Me Bad reunion, and then the Color Me Bad Twitter account favorited the tweet. I was just like, really?
I seen that too, and then I looked at their profile. I was like, oh, these guys, you know.
Yeah. So you're a bit younger, so you might not have been as familiar with Color Me Bad as I was. They were like, you know, in my days, like the high school dances were all like, they're Color Me Bad, pretty much.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. But I wanted to just touch on that real quick, since we weren't really going to talk about a Color Me Bad reunion.
Yeah.
So I just had to find out where these guys are these days.
And they're having a reunion, you said?
Well, I thought I made that up.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this was in the early 90s that these guys were big?
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's 2014 now.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently in July 2010, Color Me Bad reemerged.
Oh, wow.
As a duo. Because I think it was originally three guys, and now that just two of the guys are back.
Okay.
And they headlined a concert in Hawaii with All For One, who was another boy band.
Okay.
And Shy, who was another boy pop R&B band.
Okay.
Group, whatever. And they were well received. This is straight off their, what is it? One of their pages or something.
Okay.
But later that year, they reunited with the third guy. And for a direct TV game show called Rock and a Hard Place, hosted by Meatloaf, the rock star, Meatloaf.
Interesting.
Yeah. So apparently there, if you're wondering where Meatloaf is these days too, he's hosting this game show called Rock and a Hard Place. Also in 2013, Color Me Bad launched their official website, colormebadmusic.com.
Okay. Yeah, man, I can't say I know a lot about Color Me Bad.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, when you added me on that Twitter, I was like, all right, if we're going to talk about this, I'm going to have to look this up a little bit. No.
Right.
So, in
other news, they're also working on a new album.
Oh, wow.
Due out this year. So there we go. And I just want to wrap up the Color Me Bad reunion talk.
Okay.
I don't want to get too deep into it.
Okay.
But so what I've been doing here on the podcast here is I've been kind of been doing this Road to Soundset building up to the show, because I'll be there on Sunday. It's this Sunday already. And I'm a sponsorship for my podcast here is Brims and Tongues Clothing.
Okay.
I'll be there at the Brims and Tongues booth recording interviews with people as they come by. So just to kind of build up to that, you know, we're talking about artists that are performing there. And this week we're going to talk about Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a fan then, or what do you?
I mean, no, I can't say I know a lot about the dude. I was going to do some research, man, but I just in a time crunch and all that. But I mean, I listened to the Acid Rap album and that was dope to me. Like I listened through the whole thing front to back and that was my first time really hearing him. I didn't hear the 10 Day Project or whatever. That's the one that he blew up off of, right?
Right. Yeah. And again, same with me. You know, the only thing I'm really familiar with is the Acid Rap album.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never heard the 10 Day one.
I actually looked it up this morning and I downloaded it. You know, I did it illegally, but you know, gotta do what you gotta do. So I downloaded
I
downloaded the 10 Day Project and I was listening through like the first few tracks, you know, and I was like, okay, you know, I mean, I didn't really like the first two songs, but number three, I believe, is this joint called Nostalgia.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, this is kind of dope, you know. And then I listened through, I probably listened to half of the project, you know, today.
Okay.
And there was a few, you know, two or three songs on there that I liked on a 10-day project. And I was like, man, what I realized, I was like, man, Chance the Rapper, he's a pretty good singer or whatever it is he does, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it's like, I don't know. I dig his singing skills, I guess.
You know what? It was a guest on the show here that was telling me about Chance the Rapper. And to give it a shot. It's a free, you know, the Acid Rap album is free on, I think, DatPiff, right? .com or something like that.
Yeah.
One of those sites. And like the first track, I it took me a while to get past that first track because it was like his voice, or it's just kind of nasally, it's different, you know, and his flow is different. So it took me a while to get into it, you know.
It was the same for me, man. And I was like, I was listening to him those first couple songs, and I was like, this dude is annoying. Like the
new
and all that, you know what I mean? Like the crazy stuff he does, you know, just his intense personality, I guess, on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of irritated me at first, but then as I kept listening, I was like, man, this dude's kind of dope, you know?
Right.
I was like,
yeah. I agree. Yeah, the same way. You just got to kind of get. And not all of his songs are like that. You know, there's some. He actually does. He is actually not a bad singer.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Chicago. Yep. I didn't know that. You know, Chicago's got a lot of big Twista, Kanye, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of big names coming out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Let's add Chance to that list.
Sure.
And this guy just turned 21. That's how young he is.
Oh, damn. He just turned 21?
Yeah, April 16th.
Damn.
So just to get an idea how really young he is, Chance's first hip-hop album he ever bought was Kanye West's College Dropout album.
Oh, damn.
You know?
Okay.
So, which is, you know, it's kind of weird to think that. I mean, if I lived in Chicago, knowing that Kanye was pretty much, I'd say he's probably the biggest rapper, producer to come out of Chicago next to Twista. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah.
Common's pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, as an up-and-coming rapper, you'd almost want to be familiar with Kanye, or you know what I mean? It's just that seems kind of odd to be the first hip hop album to buy.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I guess it'd be, you know, being that they're both from Chicago, I could see that. You
right.
know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
it'd be cool that your first hip hop album is somebody who blew up from your city. You
right.
know, but, yeah,
continued to put you on the map. But you know what? If this is the new generation of rappers, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because they can't have, you know, just like these cookie-cutter rappers out there, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And that's what something I really learned to appreciate about Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's got bars, like, he's lyrical, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
But he'll start singing on you, too, so it's like, I think he's got an all-around skill set, and especially being that young is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea, man.
Yeah.
I guess I'm 36 now. It's like, I just got to learn to appreciate, or learn, I got to learn that pretty much everyone is younger than me. I just gotta I gotta just accept that everyone is younger than me. All these sports stars, these rappers, you know what I mean, except for Big Jess.
Big Jess. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
That's a shot at Big Jess.
Yeah. I was actually supposed to connect with him this week and record something with him, but
You'll make it work.
It'll happen.
It's amazing. That guy is all about his family and as many people as he works with, he makes it work. He balances everything out pretty good.
Like I don't even really know him. You know, I mean, I met him once or twice. But I remember seeing. I was at the Caboose for some hip-hop show like 2 or 3 years ago, and mm-hmm. I found like a download card in there. Maybe he performed that night, but I forget what album it was, but it was some album of his. It might have been with the Unknown Prophets or something like right. that. But I listened to it, and I was like, you know, this is the type of MC that I like, you know, because right. he raps about the day-to-day stuff, you yep. know what I mean? It ain't no yep. glamour and... Actually did a show with him for the Cherry Sky release a few weeks ago, and he's got a dope stage presence too. Like
he does.
They were, who was it? Him and Big Wiz were on stage doing this
Beard Game proper.
They did that joint, which was funny. You know what I mean? It's right. dope track, humorous track. And then they did this one about their kicks, and Big Jess took his shoe off and put it on the mic stand and started like rapping about his shoe and shit. I was like, man, this dude's
that's pretty cool.
He's ill with it.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah.
shout out to Big Jess. Much love.
For sure.
Hopefully see him on Sunday. Where was I here? So as you said, the 10-day album of Chance the Rapper's was his first one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was only in 2011 he recorded that. It came out in 2012. But even, man, that's for where he's at right now,
mm-hmm.
what, 2 years later?
Yeah, so that
crazy, man.
It means he recorded that when he was like 18 or something.
Right,
like.
Yeah, 18. And he got suspended for school for 10 days, thus the name 10 Day.
Okay.
The 10 Day EP. But so that looks like it did really well. But then he released Acid Rap, which went... fucking crazy. Downloaded over 500,000 times. That's crazy, man.
That's wild,
yeah, so he's
man.
Got Twista on there. He's got Action Bronson. You like Action Bronson?
Yeah, I mean, I like Action Bronson. Like, he's dope to me. Like,
yeah.
he's funny to me, man.
Yeah, yeah,
like
I agree.
He's always talking about food or some
yep.
shit. Like,
or chandeliers.
Yeah, yeah. Or being naked eating some chicken or some shit with a...
Like I haven't done any research on him, but... I think he's a chef, or he was a chef.
Oh, okay. That would make sense.
Because the guy fucking appreciates food.
Hell yeah, he does.
I love
food,
too.
You could tell, man. He appreciates knocking motherfuckers out, too, man. I always see these videos of him knocking someone out who tries to jump on his stage.
Yeah.
Just stay away from
that. He was at Soundset a couple years ago. I wish I would. Or was it last year? It might have been last year.
Yeah, was that last year? I missed him. It might have been last year.
Yeah, and I didn't see him either, but I'd love to see him live.
Mm-hmm.
Childish Gambino was another feature on Acid Rap. Are you mm-hmm. familiar with Childish Gambino?
I've heard of him. I'm not familiar with him that much, though.
That's is his name Danny Glover? Danny Glover.
Danny Brown or
Donald Glover? Not no. Danny Glover is the guy from Lethal Weapon movies.
Yeah, I was like Danny Glover.
That's not
right. Hold up.
Donald Glover.
Okay.
And he's actually an actor, I believe, / comedian. He's in the TV show Community.
Okay.
But he's also a rapper, obviously. Childish
so
does Gambino.
Childish Gambino.
Yeah,
he's like
yeah.
all around.
Yeah, and it's actually one of my favorite tracks on the album. And he's one of those guys I'm interested in looking into
okay.
a little further. Another feature on this album, Ab Soul, who was actually a performer at Soundset this year.
Yeah.
And a couple of Chicago MCs, Vic Mensa and BJ the Chicago Kid. But the title track on this album, produced by Jake One. Are you familiar with Jake One?
Yep.
He's done a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
He's been around. So like I said, my first listen to this album, I was just like, man, I can't get past his voice, you know, but I finally did, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you got to give the guy a chance.
Yeah.
And before we started recording, we were talking about he has a track with Justin Bieber, which is going to do some good for you, you know. Like, let me ask you this. Are you a Justin Bieber fan?
No, I'm not a Justin Bieber fan.
But if Justin Bieber came to you and said, I want you to drop 16 bars on this track, what would you do?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right?
It's like it's going to do good for you, you know? I mean, yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah, right. And I don't know. I mean, I have no idea if Chance and him are boys or what or how that came about. But like I said earlier, for the very first time in my life, I watched a whole Justin Bieber video just to hear this song and to see the video.
I feel for you, bro.
Yeah.
No.
And it really wasn't anything impressive.
Yeah.
It was basically what you would imagine an R&B song with a rapper in it. So it was like R&B, rap for 16 bars, and then R&B again. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it was nothing exceptional or different about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were dancing, singing. But
yeah. Justin Bieber's a diva, man. I can't stand him.
Yeah.
It's all just, you know, media tricks and all that.
Right. So, if you're interested, the song's called Confident.
Okay.
Chance played Coachella this year, and he brought out Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay.
And they performed that song. And, of course, that went crazy. The internet went nuts over that. But
I'm sure. No, I did. I seen the song mentioned somewhere, but I didn't click play because I wasn't too interested. You know,
right?
What I mean?
Right. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I might have to now, man. I'm kind of intrigued to hear this, but yeah, we'll see.
I'd say you're not missing anything.
Okay. Okay.
If you haven't heard it,
I'm just wondering, man. Justin Bieber, because wasn't like a few years ago? Was it Justin Bieber there doing some type of cipher? And I remember him getting kicked out when he tried to. I might not even know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
I think it was Justin Bieber trying to jump in some cipher and like some old school MC muffed him like, nah, man, get
really?
The fuck out of here. Yeah. Some shit. But now.
I heard Bieber was trying to get into rap.
Yeah. And I be seeing him hanging out with rappers now. Like
right.
I just seen this picture of him.
Right.
P. Diddy and Rick Ross.
Yep.
And I said, man, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like hip hop blogs will be posting about it. I'm like, man. How do you call yourself hip-hop supporting shit like that? Mm-hmm. But, I mean.
I've never heard him rap before. I don't know if he's any good.
Yeah.
So I can't say either way. But just judging by his the way he carries himself, you know, all the shit you see on the internet of, like, him, you know, the way he treats people and shit. It's like.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the kid. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're, you know, when you grow up being, like, an idol to millions of young girls, you know, you can kind of act however the fuck you want, and mm-hmm. unfortunately, you know what I mean, you can be disrespectful to people.
Yeah.
And no one's gonna care. That's just unfortunately the way things work.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't relate to that.
Yeah.
Can you?
No, I mean, I don't feel like I can do whatever I want, you know what I mean? I ain't that popping yet, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you'll get there.
I got a few fans, but nothing like that. I ain't Justin Bieber famous yet, you know.
Yet. I like that you use that word.
Yeah.
So as for Chance the Rapper, though, are you going to be at Soundset this year?
Yeah, I'm going to be there, man. I got my tickets. Got my ticket like a month ago.
Okay.
Still trying to find a ride, so shout out to anybody who's got me on a ride, you know what I mean? Holler at me, Facebook.
Where do you live?
I live in South Minneapolis, right, East Lake area, Minnehaha and Lake.
Okay.
I was actually out in front of Rainbow past few days selling CDs to people.
Nice.
In front of Rainbow. It
That's
was
hustling right there.
Man, it's crazy, man. I was like, I better get out of here because they're going to think that I'm selling something else inside these CD cases or some shit. I went inside looking for an umbrella because it was raining, and I had my umbrella with me. And I left it in the store to go outside and meet some girls who wanted a CD. And they mentioned something about giving me a ride, like, you're out here in the rain, and that triggered it. I was like, damn, I ain't got my umbrella. I walk in there, and I'm looking around, and next thing you know, this cop walks in the door, and he just posts up like somebody called him there for some reason. So I was like, oh, I got to get out of here. I ain't doing nothing wrong, but, you know.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the way, you know, you can't... with the police. It's like, if you don't have to talk to them, don't talk to them.
Yeah,
you know,
like, just try to
that's
avoid.
Unfortunate the way that it works. But
just avoid that situation.
Yeah. Rhymesayers today released a Soundset app. Did you hear about this app?
I got it. Man.
Yeah, that's pretty slick, man.
Yeah.
I got to say, because last year, I remember I took a picture down in front of Fifth Element because they had like the set times posted and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just pulled up my picture on my phone to look at it, but this is nice. You can actually star off, like, you know, hey, I want to check out John Wayne. I don't know who that is, but you can just hit star there and it'll remind you.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's in there.
Yeah, I didn't dig through it like that, but I definitely did download it. And it's pretty dope they got those shuttles, though, because I was like, you know, if I don't get a ride, I'm going to be on that 10:30 shuttle bus out there. So
there you go. You know what?
There it is.
If I give you any advice, it's get there early. From the Mall of America, are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I did that last year, and it was all fucked up.
For real?
Yeah, like I waited for a bus for an hour.
So they had shuttles that went out there?
They were supposed to be every 15 minutes, yeah, and it ended up being like an hour.
Was it by Soundset? Was it arranged by Soundset?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn, because they announced it this year and made it seem like it was a first-year thing or something.
No, that was, okay. I don't know if they started it last year.
Oh, okay.
But it was not. It was supposed to be every 15 minutes. I was not happy because I missed like a lot of people I wanted to see perform, you know,
because
we got there so late.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. So how long were you waiting?
An hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
And how long was the bus ride?
Half an hour.
Oh, okay.
45 minutes. Because, you know, they got to deal with traffic, too. They don't have, like, some...
Mm-hmm.
They got to wait in that line, getting out there. Man, it's just... It's a mess.
Yeah, I might just have to try to find me a ride. See, that's the thing, though, is, like, some people ain't as enthusiastic about it as I am. You know, they don't want to stay for the whole event and things like that. I mean, I'm trying to be there from start to end.
Right. And you know what? It's not like it's a... It kind of ends up being a long day, but
yeah,
you know what happens once a year? It's all hip hop.
Yeah.
It's all love. You know, you can't. You don't want to miss anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, especially get out there and support the local acts too. Right. You know,
I'll be heading. I'll be there. It's gonna be a long day for me. I'm meeting. We're gonna be out there at 8:30 at the Brims and Tongues, setting up and everything, vendor area.
That's what's up. I'm gonna have to stop by.
Is
Brady gonna be there?
Brady, Brady O'Rourke?
No, I think he designs clothes for him. He's a producer. It's this dude I'm doing a project with, but I think he does some designing stuff for them.
Okay,
I guess y'all probably haven't.
He might be. There's a few people that are that do like the merch sales that I just met actually last weekend, and I already forgot their name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So maybe
I have to stop by.
You
and
stop
see
by
you.
Either way and come see me, and I'm gonna have some questions. Just like 5-minute interviews, you know, so it won't take too much of your time.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, let's take a little break here. We'll come back and get into it, all about Tall Paul.
All right. Sounds good.
So I'm here today in heaven interviewing Michael Jackson.
Ow.
I actually thought we'd be in a lower level of not so much heaven. But what do you know about, like, matching clothes? Because I see you wearing a hat and shirt that, in the tongues of your shoes, there they match. Brims and Tongues, huh? What does Jesus think of that?
He's a Jew.
Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Brimsandtongues.com.
Yeah. I got to take a minute to remind the listeners of my sponsor, Brims and Tongues Clothing. Head over to brimsandtongues.com. Again, we'll be at the vendor booth. Brims and Tongues Clothing. Are you familiar with Brims and Tongues?
Yeah, I know a couple of the people involved with them.
They're a Brady guy there, yeah.
The homie Brady, and yeah.
But like I said, we had a meeting last week to talk about the Soundset deal, and there's going to be some good deals.
Okay.
You know? I love Brims and Tongues because, you know... I don't wear Chuck Taylor's, but they make tongues to insert, you know, for the tongues of the shoe to match, like, the hat and everything, the designs. And I just made the decision, man. I got to get some Chuck T's and just do it.
So is it exclusively Chuck T's then? Chuck
Taylor's? They actually tailor them to any shoe, but
You
know, mostly the Chuck T's, but yeah.
Yeah, I might have to check them out because I always thought it was... it's definitely a dope concept, you know?
Right.
Like, I ain't heard nothing like that.
Patent pending. That's a real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Brimsandtongues.com. Head over there. Fresh from head to toe, you know Brims and Tongues. Shout out to Amber Ace Cleveland. You know Amber?
Yep.
Everybody knows Amber.
Yeah, she's pretty popular.
But I got this little segment on the show here where it's called the High Five. I ask 5 questions.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Juicy Lucy?
Man, I just had one for breakfast like 5 days ago.
Did you? For breakfast?
For breakfast, man. It was on my mind. I was thinking about Lucy. I was like, shit, I gotta get one of these. I just wanted it. I was craving it, so I did it. Did it like right at open time, 11 o'clock, Matt's Bar.
Matt's Bar, nice. Yeah. That's my favorite too.
Yeah.
You're a Southside guy. Actually, I was talking to Manny Festo about that, too. He's like, where do you think I go? Southside looking in.
Yeah.
If you could talk with one type of animal, what would it be?
Damn. I'm going to go with a monkey.
Monkey, huh?
Yeah, just to be like, I probably converse with like, all right, so do you think us humans really came from what you are?
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? I'd have that conversation with them, you know, talk to the monkeys and. How do you feel about... Nah, I ain't even going to go there. I was going to go somewhere else. I was going to go somewhere else with that, but I'm going to keep it.
All right, all right. All right, so in Minnesota here, Prince, he's an icon here.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what Prince's real name is?
No.
You don't. Prince Rogers Nelson.
Okay.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
That's interesting. My mom talked about seeing that guy on the city bus before he blew up and stuff. Yeah.
Everyone's got like a, everyone's parents usually have a story about
and I don't know the validity of it, you know, but I mean, she said it, so I'm like, you know.
You know what? If it was the 80s, a lot of people probably looked like Prince. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Never know.
You never know. But it could be. I'm not you know, nullifying her story.
I don't know.
All right. What is something that not a lot of people know about you, but you wish more people did know about you?
Not a lot of people know about me that I wish more people knew about me. That I'm that I'm not as mean as I can look. Like a lot of people think I'm like I'm mean or something because I'm not like a big cheesy guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not smiling all the time or something. Mm-hmm. So people will be like, you know, people just seem intimidated or something like that for like no reason.
Okay.
Or they'll be like, how come you never smile? So stuff like that, you know. So.
Because you're smiling on the inside.
Uh-huh.
Your light shines bright in here.
I'm keeping it to myself.
Yes.
You know?
That's good. That's good. I can verify that. You seem like a nice guy.
Yeah.
What's in your stereo right now? What are you listening to?
In my stereo?
Yeah.
Man, I don't even got a stereo. My car didn't have a CD player, and that's broke down right now. But let's see. Well, let's go with what's in my iPhone.
Here you go.
Some Big Crit. Of course, Chance the Rapper, had to do a little research. Some Merce. I was actually listening to Merce for President the other day because I'm trying to brush up on that because I'm going to go to the pre-show at first half the night before Soundset.
Okay.
Check Merce out and Step Brothers and Brother Raleigh. What else?
How do you like that Step Brothers album?
Beats. I like it, man.
Okay. I haven't heard it yet.
I'm a big fan of Evidence and... of Alchemist beats.
Yeah.
His beats are dope.
Yeah.
Like that Cats and Dogs. All the Evidence albums are dope. He's one of my favorite MCs for sure. So, yeah, I was a fan of the Step Brothers. I mean, the case and the booklet, man, that shit was hilarious.
Okay. I got to get it still.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can pick that up this weekend.
Yeah.
Rhymes Harris is on point with the packaging and all their product. You know, it's always quality.
It's like some crazy. I've never seen an album case like it. It's like got this real fabric to it. I don't even know what it's called, but it's kind of
felt, velour,
something like that. You know, and then you pull out the booklet and they're all big pimping. You know what I'm saying? Got the fancy car and an umbrella when they don't even need one because they're under the roof and shit. Like, just real clown type shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was interesting.
Well, let's get into Tall Paul here. All right. The beauty of hip hop is the diversity. You know, that's what I love about hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like anyone can get into it. It's like it's the new rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At one point, people were like, black people doing rock. You know what I mean? You can't do that. I mean, who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you can respect the roots of the music, you know?
Yeah.
Hip-hop is the voice of the youth, you know?
Yep.
And as we said earlier, everyone's younger than me now, so that's cool. I was doing a little research on the past, like, Native American rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Apache?
I heard of him.
Okay.
I definitely heard of him.
Because that was like in my heyday when I was like really into hip hop. You know, he was signed to Tommy Boy.
Okay.
You know, Naughty by Nature and Flavor Unit was, you know, Queen Latifah's deal.
Okay.
He was pretty big. He passed away a few years ago. I don't remember how or why, but yeah.
Yeah, I was looking into him a little bit.
Yeah.
Seen that.
He had a big song called Gangsta Bitch.
And I think I read about that, too, because I got interested. You know, I was like, okay, so there's this big Native rapper named Apache, and I looked into him a little
bit. But he still has, if you're familiar, are you a Tupac fan?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
On the Strictly album, he's got a song called Five Deadly Venoms.
Okay.
And that's got Tretch from Naughty by Nature. Apaches part was part of that. Killer song. That's okay. An awesome song. There's a couple other guys on there too. But most notably, you know, Melly Mel of Furious Five is probably one of the most well known.
That's the one I hear the most.
Are you familiar with anybody Killa, ABK?
Yep. I mean, I'm not familiar with him, but I know about him. Well, see, he's down with ICP and all them, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Funk Dubiest.
I've heard of him too.
Yeah. Son Doobie.
Yeah.
And of course, Yellow Wolf.
I was looking into him a little bit, and I remember him because shout out the homies Res Rap. You know, they're opening a few shows for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He just did like a reservation tour or something. He did a tour. He did Bemidji and they
like
opened for
Duluth,
him on every
Bemidji,
one of
Bemidji, something like that,
right.
And then a couple North South Dakota spots or something. Right. But yeah, I was looking into him a little bit, and I remember him saying something like he's got a little bit of native in him or something.
Right. Yeah. And Yellow Wolf is dope.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah.
After kind of finding out how humble a dude he is, it kind of made me more a fan. You know what I mean? Because
right.
I'm the type where, you know, if I'm a fan of the person and the music's dope, then mm-hmm. It's just icing on the cake, you know?
And I actually heard of Yellow Wolf through Prof.
Oh, okay.
Prof did a song called Rocket Man from one of his albums, and there's Yellow Wolf is on there.
Yeah, I think I heard that song.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. No. But, I mean, he's a Native American rapper, but he doesn't seem to, like, celebrate it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean... You know, looking at him, he don't look native at all, but, I mean, he did say that. I mean, I wouldn't think that he would lie about it, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
He seems like a pretty legit dude from what I've seen and heard.
So I was also doing some other research. There's this guy called Superman. You heard him?
Yep. That's the I actually did a show with him and did a track. I was featured on his album Gorilla. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, but he's popping right now for sure.
Yeah, he's got this video called Prayer Loop Song.
Yep.
Incredible.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I've seen that. I was like, man, this dude's a genius. You know, he's all around talent, you know.
And he's from Billings, Montana. But, of course, on the local level, Star Tribune did that little read-up on you and Chase Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Nice to see, you know, City Pages kind of shows love here and there.
Yeah.
But Star Tribune, which is, you know, the one of the two papers, newspapers of the Twin Cities, you know, that's big, man.
That was dope, man. I was getting, like, a lot of recognition for that. Like, yeah, it was cool.
And then there's, of course, Res Rap that you'd mentioned and Tribe Called Red. But they're not from here, right? Tribe Called Red?
Yeah, they're a DJ trio from Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like electronic powwow. Like, I don't know. It's interesting, you know. It's dope, you know. What they do is definitely unique. I can see why they blew up off of it, you know what
right.
I mean? Yeah, they're dope. Cool people.
So tell me about the cosign from Dave Chappelle.
The Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle.
I didn't see that coming, man. I was just, you know, he was here that week, and he had his first show on a Monday, I think. And
so this was just last year, or was this year still?
Yeah, that was last year. It was like, when was he here? It was like October, November he was here.
Okay.
And he did a week of shows like for like 5-6 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first day, I woke up, well, I heard of him being here, and I was like, man, I wish I could go, but I ain't got the bread like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I woke up Tuesday morning after he did his first two shows on Monday, and I checked my Twitter and all that, and I got tagged in a Twitter post by Big Cats, a producer from here.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And he
yeah.
said something about, you know, strange seeing Dave Chappelle crack jokes on Tall Paul 612. He added me in the tweet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Tall Paul 612 for all my Twitter people out there, follow me. But so I was like, what, you know? So I was like, tell me more, you know. And he mentioned a little bit more about it. I was like, okay. And then I got on Facebook that day, and this dude, this native cat, hit me up on my Facebook. He was like, yeah, I was at the Dave Chappelle show last night, and I shouted your name out to him, and he said he was going to look you up, and all this and that. He was like, I told him about your music, and I was like, for real? And I'm like, how did this transpire? How did this happen? He was like, well, he was talking about hip-hop, and then he got to asking, you know, are there any Native American hip-hop MCs or whatever, you know, hip-hop artists in Minnesota? So he was like, I shouted you out right away. I was like, Tall Paul, Tall Paul. And then he was like, oh, okay. And then I guess that's how Dave Chappelle got to cracking jokes about me or whatever was going on. You know, I still don't know. It's a mystery to me. But I guess right. He was talking about me for like 5-10 minutes. Like, okay, his name's Tall Paul. He better have better bars than Tall and Paul or something like that,
right.
And if he's got talent, I'll sign him up for $1 million and all this type of shit. And so I'm like, okay, you know. And I'm hearing all this, so I'm like, all right, I definitely got to go and check out this Tuesday night show. So I ended up borrowing some money from a friend of mine to get a ticket. And I got a ticket that was like very front stage. So I went in there with my ticket, and I got in like the second or third row to the stage. Mm-hmm. And I brought a couple CDs with me. So before he came out, I hollered at the security guard. I was like, hey, man, is there any way you could help me get a CD to Dave Chappelle? I'm Tall Paul. And he was like, oh, you Tall Paul? And whatever, you know. He was like, yeah, he was talking about you last night and all that. So I'm like, that's crazy, you know. So, I mean, they brought me to his people.
Yeah.
And I got them a CD. They brought it back to him, I guess. And then they came back out, and they're like, yo, Dave wants us to get you on camera. He wants us to get some headshots of you or something. Mm-hmm. So their cameraman took pictures and recorded me for like 5-10 minutes, just like headshots. And then I went back to my seat, and then Dave Chappelle comes out a little while later, and he gets like a half hour into his set, and just randomly, you know, you can tell he's at like a transitioning spot of his little routine.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, shout out to Tall Paul, Tall Paul. So I'm like, hey, yo, I'm right here, you know, and shout him out or whatever. And then he seen me finally. He's like, hey, what's up, man? How's it going? And then, you know, just throughout the night, he talked to me probably like 4 or 5 different times just as his little transitioning scheme or something, you know, just some like a filler or whatever. And, yeah, one of the things, what'd he say? He said, he said something like, yo, man, I checked out your song Protect Your Spirit, man. That's pretty dope, man. He was like, you're deeper than most. He was like, but I want to get lighthearted or some shit like that. He was like, who do you think got the best pussy lyric? So I was like, oh, damn. I was like, Too Short?
Yeah,
he was
that's like, hey. Actually the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, that's
too.
What came to my mind. So I was like, Too Short? He's like, yeah, that works, you know. And and he's just cracking jokes, you know what I mean, clowning and shit. And he clowned with me like 4 or 5 times throughout the show. And I was just like, man, this is, you know, it's pretty surreal.
Right.
But, I mean, when he said that, you know, when he was like, yeah, I heard your song Protect Your Spirit, said the name of the song and all that, I was like, damn, you know, that's dope, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was like, I know he at least checked out one of my songs
right.
And told me it was dope and all that. So I was like, okay, you know.
He's definitely a man who at least understands and appreciates good music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Most deaf, you know, and I forget who else he had on that block party.
Yeah.
Fugees.
Who was it?
Tribe Called Quest or something.
Bigger
like
Than
that.
Hip Hop. What's
Dead Prez.
Dead Prez, yeah. That's my shit. Yeah.
That song is all bass. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Shit.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, that's cool though, man. I mean, shit. Who else can say that they got a cosign from Dave Chappelle? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. It was
knows
it was
your
dope.
Name.
Yeah, it was dope, man. It was dope.
How was the show otherwise? I don't think I've never seen Chappelle live. I'm a big fan of stand up comedy. So
he's. I mean, I've never really seen a lot of stand up comedy even, okay. But he had me dying, man.
So what was the song you said that he specifically said?
Protect Your Spirit.
Okay. Because the prayers in a song video, I was, you know, just looking up your videos and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That has over 240,000 views, man. That's pretty impressive itself.
Yep.
Which album is that one on?
That actually, that's a solo song, but it's on this EP that I did with this group I was in called Point of Contact. That was like my first like official project that I pressed up and all that. It was just a 5-song EP, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Four collaborative tracks, and then I put that one on it.
So that was your first official release?
Yeah, and that was like 2010, 2011, okay. Something like that.
Okay. And then the Ahead of the Present mixtape, is that your second?
That's actually, I did this series in 2012 called Ahead of the Game.
Okay.
And I released the song a week every day before the Vikings game started, hence the title Ahead of the Game,
Gotcha.
And then I did this song in 2013, last year. I did this EP called Birthday Present, It's the Birthday Present EP, and I just did it around the concept of my birthday in springtime in the month of April and all that. Hit them with the song called April Fools, Taurus the Bowl, just because that's what I am, my horoscope anyway.
Mm-hmm.
A few different ones, and so I'm basically Ahead of the Present. It's not even an official project. I just had the homie hit me with some artwork because, I did the Head of the Game project once a week, and I didn't like all the songs. I wasn't really feeling everything I did. I felt like I could have did better.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to just take that project off the internet and take my favorite songs from it, take my favorite songs from the EP, put them together and call it Ahead of the Present,
Gotcha, okay.
Because it's Ahead of the Game and then Birthday Present. So I just threw them together like that.
It's the best of those two.
Right? Yeah, it's the best of those two in my opinion, okay. You know what I mean? And I was just listening to the Birthday Present EP like a week ago just because I hadn't visited it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, personally, I feel like that EP stands by itself, but okay. I still do got my favorites from it, so yeah.
And now your next up is the Taurus the Bowl with Skywalker.
Yeah, right? And we just released that on May 8th, limited edition. Only brought 100 copies to the show. We ain't going to press out no more hard copies, Okay. We had a few extra after that just for, our own friends and family and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't sell them all. I think we sold, 40, 50 of them at the show. Shout out to Big Wiz and Cherry Sky Studios. They hold that Gravity event every month.
Right.
Yeah. And they allowed us to rock at that.
Nice.
It's a fashion show / hip hop show, and mm-hmm. Yeah, so they let us do our release there, and it turned out good. It was dope.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then you just released the three-peat part one,
uh-huh.
Featuring Freeze.
Yep.
Today.
Yeah.
At 3 p.m.
At 3 p.m.
I just happened to be perusing the internet at that time.
Okay.
So I got to check out that track, and that's good stuff, man. I'm not even familiar with Skywalker.
Yeah, he's the homie, man. I've been messing with him for the past year, couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
Met him at a show at Honey, actually, and that was a show I did with Point of Contact, and then they came up after the show. It was like, y'all dope or whatever, and we've been getting down since then. Skywalker is a rapper / producer, MC-producer combination, and then he's part of a group called Double Helix, him and Jake the Jeweler. Jake the Jeweler is just the producer, and he's a dope producer, though, man. He's crazy with it.
Okay.
Just hearing more and more of his beats, he's got them hard, soulful slappers, But he does different stuff, trap and all that.
And he did he produced the track, Jake the Jeweler?
Yep, he produced the track, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone held their own on that one. Freeze. Good shit.
Yeah.
So next, it looks like you're playing the Fat Camp show, right? June 13th?
Yep.
Northern Wisconsin with pretty much everyone else.
Yep, everyone else.
That's including Big Jess, he's there too.
That's the way to put it, everyone else, yep.
That's cool. That's going to be a big show, hopefully.
Man, I love outdoor shows, man. That's
right.
I could do festivals all day if that were ever to be an opportunity.
Let me ask you this. So where are you originally from?
I'm South Minneapolis.
Okay.
South Side.
Okay.
You.
And what's your, you're affiliated with the tribe or?
I'm enrolled in Leech Lake, the Leech Lake Ojibwe tribe.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So and do you have family there too then?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know a lot of my family on that side because that's my dad's side of the family. I do know my family, but as far as up there, I probably do got family on the reservation up there, but I just don't know them,
Okay.
Yeah, that's my tribe, though. Leech Lake Ojibwe, Anishinaabe,
Okay.
Also found out I got a little bit of Oneida in me. So, some East Coast tribes that migrated this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this here. There's, you know, there's a lot of people who have the issues with, like, the sports team names and stuff. You know, the Cleveland Indians, mm-hmm. Atlanta Braves, Washington Redskins. How do you feel about that? Let's get real.
Yeah.
Shit's about to get real.
I think, you know, I mean, I think it's for real. You know, it's like people, a lot of people will play it down like it's not really an issue or something. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's just a team name. It's just a mascot. It's nothing important. You know what I mean? But it's like, okay, you know. But if you're in our position, you would understand where it comes from, you know. I don't think it's like top of the order as far as the first things of business we need to be dealing with. You know, there's definitely worse things like the Keystone XL pipeline and shit like that. You know what I mean? And trying to modify our traditional foods like wild rice and all that, you know, genetic engineering and all that type of stuff. There's more important things. But I still think that there shouldn't be mascots based on ethnicity. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know.
That's true.
Because one thing they did was a. It was during the Redskins protest when it was here. I remember around that time, there was a website that came up with a shirt called the Washington White Skins or something. And it was just like some white guy in a pioneer hat or some shit like that, you know, and just kind of trying to flip the script and like get people to understand where they're coming from, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think that there shouldn't be no... You know what I mean? Native American mascots like the Chiefs or the Redskins or Blackhawks, whatever it might be. You know what I mean? Because it's stereotypical and it's always a chief head with some kind of head war bonnet or something on. You know what I mean? Headdress. Yeah. So I mean, you know, I agree with the people who disagree with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't.
And I don't mean to sound naive.
Yeah.
It's never even like crossed my mind. Like, hey, that's. That's borderline racism right there. It's like, you know, honestly never crossed my mind until I saw people saying stuff like that. I'm like, you know what, you're right. I can't believe that's like it's not a bigger issue, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like it's not like the most serious issue, you know.
There's
worse issues, but like it's still
Los Angeles Clippers owner guy who gets fired for saying racist remarks, you know. Not like at a game or anything, but in his personal life.
His privacy,
you know,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
he gets fired, but then the people who are like almost openly racist don't.
Right, exactly.
So it's like it makes it okay if everybody knows about it on firsthand or something.
Right. That's like, so, Jesus, what the fuck's going on?
But
in
I mean,
this
personally,
world?
I mean, I feel like I don't. In my own opinion, dude shouldn't have got fired for his own privacy, you know what I mean? Because that's like, okay, this is in his private room. He's not doing it publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think people got the right to be privately racist, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to be racist, then it's...
At least do it in the privacy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I respect people who are open with it, you know, and don't hide it.
Yeah.
I'd respect somebody who was open about it and real with it.
That guy, the Clippers owner guy, at least he kind of slipped up in that interview where he was being interviewed and he said some shit about Magic Johnson, you know. But, I mean, the guy's obviously a dumb shit.
Yeah. You know? No, for sure. I mean, I bet every one of them NBA owners got their little secrets, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But absolutely.
Yeah, so it's like, I guess that's the matter, is like, should somebody be fired for something they do in private?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sometimes it seems like people are looking for a scapegoat, you know, and that's how it ends up. But, I don't want to end it like that. What's new with you? What's going on with you? What's next?
Right now I'm working on my next project. I don't even know what I'm, mixtape. Album, LP, I don't know what it's gonna be, you know. I'm gonna just let the fans decide that. But it's called No Good Good Guy, and that's like a concept I'm trying to get through to people's heads, because everybody, you know, you hear No Good Good Guy and everybody's gonna derive their own interpretation of it, because I've had people say like, oh, it's a guy who's no good but fronts like he's a good guy or something.
Okay.
There's somebody else who said something about, well, it's a guy who's really good and he has a good heart, but he has to do bad things in order to get by, so he's kind of no good. So, I mean, it's really everybody's own derivation. You know, they're going to come up with their own thing. But, anyway, that's my next project I'm working on. I'm shooting for a June release for that. That might be a little ambitious. Who knows? I've got like 10 songs wrote for it. I'm going to go in and record those this week. And then, see how I feel about those songs. And, you know, depending on how many of them I feel like are good enough for the project, keep writing, keep recording, and try to get this banged out by the end of June at the latest, okay. You know.
So when you're recording this album, how many tracks are you thinking?
I'm thinking, you know, I would like to aim for like the area of 15, you know, 15 songs.
Do you record 15 songs or do you record a bunch of songs and just cut out, whittle it down to 15?
My preference would be to record a bunch of songs and cut it down to 15, you know. That would be like the ideal situation, because then you're not just writing and recording 15 songs and saying that's it, you know. I'd like to cut off the fat or whatever I don't feel right about, you know. So that's what I would like to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad technique.
Yeah.
Not a bad technique.
Yeah.
So if people want to research you, find your music, don't go to tallpaul.com. I found out today.
No. Yeah, yeah.
That dude someone is completely different. With the tagline of "Get naked, sing loud."
That man's a pimp. Like I went to his website. He's like a 50, 60-year-old looking dude.
Right, right.
And he's a DJ or something. And he's got tie dye shirts on with young women.
A lot of tie dye.
I'm like, man, this dude's a pimp. Like, you know,
whatever he's doing, keep on doing it.
Keep doing it, man. But don't go to tallpaul.com. Really, I ain't got my own website. If you Google search Tall Paul 612, 612 is the area code of Minneapolis for all you who don't know. Just Google search Tall Paul 612 and you'll come up with all my links, because all my links are / Tall Paul 612.
There you go.
So it's Twitter, Facebook, all of that at Tall Paul 612.
There it is.
Yeah.
And if you go to thankyourob.com, which is the world's the website itself is about me, but the website also has the world's largest ball of grass clippings.
What?
No, I just made that up. No, I'm just kidding. Go to thankyourob.com, and if you click the podcast link, I'll throw a link into maybe that should be your website, not tallpaul.com.
Hey, that might be a good one.
At least buy the domain and point it to something, you know, your Facebook, whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, you click on the podcast link at thankyourob.com. You can listen to the past episodes. You know, I've had Manifesto on. A lot of the people we talked about tonight.
Yeah.
Big Wiz, Big Jess, all the bigs.
Okay.
Except for Biggie Smalls, but.
And no Smalls.
No Smalls.
Huh.
Maybe in a previous life, but past episodes. Blah, blah, blah there. I also do graphic design work, iDefine Design. Actually, I got some stickers there for you.
Okay.
You're the first recipient of the new Thank You Rob podcast sticker.
And these are for
the
me?
The smaller one. They're all for you.
Okay, yeah. That's
what's up. Yeah. So some recent work I'm doing, I'm working with Dispute One. Are you familiar with Dispute One?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, he's been around, man. He's been around since the Headshots days of Ryan Sayers.
Okay, I think I recognize them from some battles and things
like that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's got a new deal called MBK Enterprises. Been working with him. Of course, Amber Ace Cleveland.
Okay.
She's got For the Love Festival. It's happening later this summer.
Okay.
That you may or may not be a part of. I'm sure a lot of people are.
For the Love is at June 15th.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm on something like that.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be at Fat Camp.
Yeah, but I'm gonna make both of them.
There
man.
You go. Like, I like that.
I'll make it happen.
And I'm working with Remo Williams and Mike the Martyr on their album artwork. So, you know, good things. I'm doing some good things there.
So can we see your artwork on your website?
Thank you. iDefineDesign.com or thankyourob.com.
Okay.
Not tallpaul.com. Maybe I'll buy it. No, I'm just kidding. I would do that to you. Go to thankyourob.com. There's also a link to Brims and Tongues website and Fuzz Talk Radio. They replay episodes of the podcast, and there's some other shit there. Check it out. But Tall Paul, any last words there?
Man, I want to shout out the team Mental Madness Records, you know, OG Kool Out Kim and the homie Skywalker. Shout out the whole Mental Madness Records, and shout out My people. Southside.
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 And I will end it with handshakes and high fives.
The grind is coming toward you like an 80s racing game. They pissed you off, you're kicking rocks, stampede and squash their facial place. Displace their fate, they change their lane. You make a name and gain some fame. Making known you grace the throne alone with bone hits. They can't hang unless it's from the horns of bows. Cause Torvis pose the pose of skulls from shoulders thrown to toes below. Them posers pose to know their role, not slow it though. You overdose adrenaline to go the most like motorboats. Motor mouths who know the route to go for gold. The totem pole, top head of hip hop. Not rap, cause you the type to rule the mic. No rudiments, no you the man. And you could stand to move the fans regardless of their demograph. Dipping your horns in ink and asking if you could sign his autograph. You put the target on his back and accurate sculpt to blow his dome. He's either on your level or you crack the whip and send him home. There's only room for thorough bows inside this ring, no imitators. This goes to you if you's a bow-headed innovator.
I'm a young De Niro on that raging bull. Earth rebel stampede out to break your skull. Either you with it or you stay at home, keeping your distance or be witness to the danger zone. Yeah, young De Niro on that raging bull. Earth rebels stampede out to break your skull. Either you with us or you stay at home, keeping your distance or be witness to the danger zone. You ain't believing what you seen.
A fallen soldier's rupture spleen.
Tall pillar,
double helix, guillotine regime.
Masters, rulers of the surface.
No, this soil's not for purchase.
I'm steady running over serpents.
Spot a snake, it's closed curtains.
Sending them to the surgeon, sabotage, death is certain.
Quick to skin a venomous nemesis and sell it to the merchant.
No pun intended, don't believe that bullshit you hear.
That shit's releasing toxic gases to the atmosphere.
The fatal stampede, you can't see.
You heard it from the banshee.
Then bang, crash landing.
Who the last man standing?
Y'all need to redesign, we redefine this lane of rap. Be the rugged kind, might snuff you blind. When you up against mine, we on parade and it's running time. Can't fuck mine or fuck with us. Make all you queens quick like dust. I'd like to just feel a little peace inside of us. Fall, might just bust. Fall back, we got this lane block. Horror Hitchcock, off your top from your frame. Stampede, you gridlock. Young De Niro on that raging bull. Earth rebel stampede out to break your skull. Either you with it or you stay at home, keeping your distance or be witness to the danger zone. Yeah, young De Niro on that raging bull. Earth rebels stampede out to break your skull. Either you with us or you stay at home, keeping your distance or be witness to the danger zone.